Hi guys, I'm back with another recording. I know I have not recorded on here probably in like 2 months, and I actually miss recording. I really do. But I wasn't recording because my mental health was not in a good space. I was trying to juggle doing this. I wanted to get back to my WordPress blog. I was trying to work on my Shopify store, my life coaching stuff, and then I was also coming in trying to, you know, do YouTube, and I had all these things going on around me. And, you know, social media is not my best friend. I would say that I'm not a big fan of social media. Like, I don't like to constantly be on social media. And I felt like during this time, I was just trying to juggle all this social media stuff, and it just wasn't really, excuse me, y'all, it wasn't really working for me. And it was really hard, you know, to try to keep up and to do everything that I needed to do. It's never easy, to be honest with you guys, when you're trying to get stuff done and you're trying to just do the right thing, you know. And I just had a lot going on for me. When I'm going through any kind of mental health situations, I don't like to record because I feel like during those times I need to be trying to heal and just get myself together. Because like I told you guys, I don't like to record and feel like when I'm recording, I'm masking the whole time and pretending and trying to give advice or do something when I know in my heart that I'm nowhere near where I need to be. And I feel like that's why I kind of was like, yeah, I don't want to record for a while. I want to take a break. I want to step back. I want to see, you know, what's going on. A lot of things were changing. I got into a new relationship. And I had left an old relationship, got into a new relationship. I was dealing with some issues at my job. My depression, anxiety had gotten really bad. Just a lot of things going on, and nothing's perfect, you guys. Even now, nothing is perfect. And as we talk, I'm going to tell you what's been going on with me. And a lot of it does surround my mental health, and we're just going to talk. I do plan to come back with episodes for you guys more often. I promise I will try to record every day if I can, or at least once or twice a week. And I have like a set topic that we talk about, whether it'll be depression, anxiety, relationship issues, my weight, because I do want to update you guys on my weight loss journey that I started with Weight Watchers and tell you guys how that's going. So I may do an episode about that, but we're just going to talk about everything, obviously. But I want to have set topics to talk about when I come on here. I don't just want to be rambling on and stuff like that. So we definitely will get back to that. I used to do Bible studies on it with you guys. We'll definitely get back to that. And just, you know, doing more stuff on here, you guys, and trying to be more present. But sorry guys, something's in my eye. I'm rubbing my eye. But yeah, I'll try to get back to doing way more recording than what I have been doing, and just get back to talking to you guys and just being more present. All I can say is that, you know, I got into a new relationship probably too soon, to be honest with you guys. But I had met someone who I liked a lot. We had a lot in common. They also kind of had mental health where they struggled with anxiety and depression and like social anxiety. And we just connected. I felt kind of quick. They felt kind of quick. Everything in the moment felt right. I'm thinking that me and this particular person are in a good space and we're enjoying each other's company. I'm thinking that, you know, everything between me and this person is going well. You know, I'm thinking like we're good. You know, everything's the way that I want it to be, and I'm in a good space with this person. That's what I'm thinking. Everything appeared to, like I said, be fine between us. There were no like major issues or anything that I felt needed to be, you know, changed or fixed. In the beginning, we were seeing each other every weekend, always on the phone, FaceTiming, always together. And then out of nowhere, like, you know, when I met this person, they had told me in the beginning that they had communication issues. They were like, oh, I'm not good with communicating. But they told me they went in therapy to fix it. So I'm like, okay, cool. I had never noticed their communication issues in the beginning because it wasn't shown to me and they were getting help. So I was thinking that everything was fine. Next thing I know, this person starts to pull away from me. They will go days and not speak to me. They barely were texting me, calling me, FaceTiming me. They would go like 2 or 3 weeks and not see me. It would just be like no communication. I would try to reach out to them, try to make time for them, try to find out what's going on. They were not nudging. When they would reach out to me, they would tell me that a lot of times that they just wanted to be alone, that they didn't want to talk to anybody. They felt like texting and talking to people was a chore and all this other stuff. You know, they would go on and just not be present. Then I found out later on this person was no longer in therapy. They stopped going to therapy. They felt like they didn't need therapy anymore. This particular person had told me that in their past relationships, their other girlfriends had told, the other girls he had dated had told him that he had issues with communication and they did not know how to deal with that. So when he would get mad or upset with me about something, he would just shut down. He wouldn't talk to me. It'd be times at his apartment where we would get into a disagreement. He would go in his room for 2 hours, would not come out. There was a time when we got into a disagreement. He went in his car and sat for 2 hours because he felt like that's how he communicated. He didn't know how to actually talk to me. He still does it, the same thing. Now, I stayed in the relationship because I truly did love this person and I cared about them. I even told them, you know, if you want to be single, if you want to go do your own thing, that's fine. Because I felt like I told my, I want you to be happy whether you're with me or not. That's how I felt about it. I still feel the same way. Every one of my friends and family is like, Sherelle, break up with this person. You're not happy. They're not treating you right. Their communication issues are not good. And I still stayed because I felt like, well, maybe it'll get better. You know, me and this person, like, we just got back on a good track probably like a week ago because their aunt had a conversation with I'm going to say family member. The family member told them they need to treat me better and communicate with me better. And they started texting, calling, seeing me again. I asked him, why did you do it? Did you do it because your aunt told you to do it or because you felt like you need to? He's like, no, I did it because, you know, my aunt told me I needed to do it. And I felt like it was the right thing to do. So I was like, okay, cool. If that's what you're saying, then let's just go from there. To be real with y'all, honestly, they're doing the same thing again. We were doing really well. I spent the whole weekend with my boyfriend. Everything's going great. All of a sudden, yesterday comes and he texts me at 10:30, said good morning. I text him back. Mind you, we keep our cell phones on read, so we know when each other has read each other's messages, and it puts the time beside it. So he never opened my message at all. It's now, what, Thursday? I have not heard from him since yesterday at 10. So these are the things I'm talking about, you guys, that he does. And I'm not bashing him on here because everything I've said to you guys, I said to his face, obviously. But, you know, it's just some stuff is just not meant to be. That's how I feel. You know, I want the best for him, obviously. But obviously, when you're trying to date somebody and they don't know how to communicate properly and they seem to be okay with going days and not texting you. And for me, I didn't know how to deal with it because I've never been in a relationship with somebody who didn't know how to communicate or who shut down or who just did any of the things that he did. So I wasn't used to that. I even went on Google, like Googling, what do you do if you have a partner that can't communicate or that shuts down? Because I'm trying to figure out what I can do to try to fix everything. I even offered to go to therapy with him. So let's go to couples therapy together. He said, oh no, I don't think we need to do that. And he told me he was going to change, but he wasn't going to change overnight. He was like, well, I can't change overnight. And I'm like, I get that. But if you know this is who you are and these are things that you need to work on, you should have stayed in therapy and kept going until you got better. But I think because he's not in therapy, because he's continuing to not make any changes, he's going to continue to be this way. So I don't know what's going on with my relationship, you guys. I'm at the point where I don't cry about it anymore. I don't feel anything. I'm just kind of numb to it because I've gotten to the place where I'm like, you know what? I'm tired, for one. I don't want to keep addressing the issues. I don't want to keep going over the issues. I don't want to keep constantly having to bring it up and talk about it and, you know what I mean? Just having to keep going over these situations over and over repeatedly again. You know, when you sit down and talk to somebody and you tell them how you're feeling and, you know, it's been addressed like several times, it's kind of one of those things where I'm not going to keep addressing and I'm not going to keep telling you what you need to do, because I feel like as a grown man, you know what you need to do and not to do in a relationship. as a grown woman, we know what we need to do and not to do in a relationship. It's common sense. And I'm not going to keep addressing it. I've addressed him so many times about his communication issues, about how he treats me. And I get to the point now where I'm no longer addressing it. Like I said, I'm numb to it. I don't know. I feel like during this time, you know, I have been told by even my therapist has told me to end a relationship. My therapist said you need to end a relationship. My family and friends have told me to end it. But I stayed because, again, I loved him and I really thought that things would just change and be better. But nothing's changing, to be honest with you. And let me tell y'all something else, though. And to be real, like, I went to his house last weekend. The whole weekend, I pretty much was by myself because he had to work. He works two jobs. So he's a soccer coach part-time, and he was coaching soccer and doing soccer games all weekend. So he left the door open. I went in his house. I hung out over there. He was pretty much gone all day Saturday. I cooked dinner for him and everything. He comes home probably about 8 o'clock. I'm thinking that when he got in the door, like, he was going to be like, you know what? Let's sit and talk. Let's catch up. Because I hadn't seen him in like almost 4 weeks because of him not communicating. And instead, he sits on his laptop and starts doing work. He logs into like his little account for his soccer, and he starts emailing parents and writing newsletters. And I'm just like, really? I'm like, I get you want to do that, but you could have like laid with me. So at first, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to just see what he does. Like 2-3 hours go by. He's just glued to his computer. So I finally got tired and I just like grabbed the blanket that I had, grabbed the pillow, and I went into the bedroom and I got in bed and I went to sleep. And then when he finally does come to bed, it's like probably like 12 or 1 or 2 in the morning. And he like lays beside me, you know, he's trying to cuddle or whatever and talk to me. But it's like, really? And then Sunday came. He had soccer all day again. He got to the house probably like around 5 or 6. We're laying down or whatever. We were joking with each other. And I made a joke and said, oh, you trusted me in your apartment all day by myself. Mind you, this is not the first time I've been in his apartment by myself. But I was joking with him. And he was like, oh, yeah, well, he was like, we're friends, aren't we? And I was like, a friend? I was like, I'm your girlfriend, not your friend. And he's like, isn't the same thing? I said, no, it's completely not. I was like, I don't think I would do the things with you that I would do with a friend. I'm like, what? And he's like, I'm just playing or whatever. But it was in those little moments where it was just like, you know, I had to sit back and just be like, Sherelle, what are you doing? You know, I realized you can love someone so much and it just not be meant to be. And I think what I took from this relationship is that I just want to focus more on myself. I know a lot of you listening are probably like, oh my God, I know she's not going to stay with him, or why is she telling us this? And the reason I'm telling you guys this is because I know other women or other men or whoever can relate to what I'm saying. That's why. I'm not telling you for a pity party. I'm not telling you for sympathy. I'm telling you because people can relate and because this is my reality. And I'm not going to just come back and not tell you guys what's been going on with me. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm going to be honest with you guys. So, yeah. I'm just trying to move on from that, you guys. You know, I don't know. Like, I was talking to one of my friends this morning, and I was just like, you know what? I'm learning to focus more on myself. I'm not focusing on friendships, relationships, all this outside stuff anymore. Because I feel like, I even told my therapist this, I'm putting so much energy into other people, and I'm not getting none of it back. I'm putting all my energy into all my friends and family. But yet, in the long run, I'm not getting nothing out of it. I'm getting hurt. No one is caring about me the way I'm caring about them. So do I care about my relationship? Yes, but I just want to move past it in a sense too. And again, I'm not holding him here. He can leave if he feels like this is not for him. Because like I said, I've told him several times when he said to me that, you know, about being stressed out or not having enough time or feeling overwhelmed because he has so many other priorities. I even told him, like, if you want to just be friends, we can do that. He will change the subject. He'll try to say he doesn't want to break up. And I'm like, you know, if it ends, it ends. Like, I hate to say that, but I'd rather it end than to sit here and be miserable every day, or for him to be miserable every day, or for him not to really have the time to give me. So, yeah, I don't know, you guys. I just feel like at this point, I just want to focus on myself. I'm no longer worried. Like, if I don't hear from him, I just don't hear from him. I guess that's just where I'm at with it, because I feel like I'm tired of fighting for something that I'm the only person fighting for, and I'm not going to be the only one fighting for a relationship. So I'm not going to continue to be like, yeah, let's hang out, or what are you doing, or checking on you, and I'm barely getting a response back, you know. I've done everything I can for the relationship to make it work. And I know at the end of the day, I even told him this. I said, if it doesn't work out, then I know that I'm going to feel good inside because I did everything I could to take care of the relationship. I did everything I could to make it work. So I don't have anything to feel guilty about or to feel like, you know, bad about, because, you know. Oh. I clocked in way too early. Oh my God, y'all. Sorry, y'all. I was clocking back into my work clock, and I realized I clocked in too early, a minute too early, but that's okay. But I just got to clock out at 4:46. But anyway, yeah, so it was like, you know, I get it, you know, and like I said, you can love someone so, so much, but if I'm not getting that same energy back, then what am I really doing? You know, I feel like, I don't know, I just want to move past it. That's all I can say, you guys. And to be honest with you, I don't plan on dating again after this because I just want to focus on myself. Like, I do not want a boyfriend after this because I feel like after this, something about this relationship just taught me that two broken people cannot be together. But it also taught me that to really just the next time I meet a guy, to be friends with him for a very, 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 very long time. And when I say long time, like, I mean, be friends with the person for like months and months, maybe even a year before we even become serious. I want to let things happen naturally. I don't want somebody to rush me into a relationship. Like most of the guys I encounter, they try to rush into a relationship. The first thing they say to me when they meet me is, oh, I want a relationship. And as soon as we start hanging out and talking on the phone, they immediately are rushing to be my boyfriend. I'm no longer doing that from now on. Like, my motto is just to focus on myself. My motto is just to put myself first. My motto is just to focus on me. And I even have pictures of us on my Instagram, y'all. But I think I'm going to take the pictures down. Not because he did anything or because we're just not there. I just feel like on his Instagram, he has no pictures of me because he barely gets on Instagram. He doesn't really use Instagram like I do. And I just feel like I just want to take the pictures down for a little bit. They may come back up at some point, but for right now, I just feel like I want to focus on myself, you know. And like I said, I don't want a boyfriend right now. I think for me, I just want to focus on, yeah, my happiness. But I have to do a whole nother audio about my relationship because this would take up the whole audio. So I'm going to move on from my relationship, y'all. I'll do another video, a separate video detailing more about that. But moving on from that, y'all, another thing that I want to talk to y'all about too, or that I want to address, or that I want to address with you guys, sorry, y'all. So, yeah, I was having some issues with, like, work, y'all. Like, to be honest with y'all, I just been trying to find another job because I wasn't happy with my job. There's a lot going on. We had got a new boss that I really was not liking like that. I feel like he wasn't a good boss. Like, there was an incident that happened with a patient, and he did nothing to protect me as my boss. And he does nothing to protect his employers. There was a second incident with another employee who was disrespected by a customer or a patient. And nothing was done to protect her. She was literally crying. It was so many incidences where things were happening. They were like, oh, come to us. If a patient disrespects you, we'll handle it. We'll handle it. But then they weren't handling it. So I was disrespected by this patient to the point where, like, I remember hanging up the call. I was struggling with my depression and my anxiety super bad. And I was having a rough morning. I bawled my eyes out. This lady was so nasty to me. She called me names. She treated me like garbage. And I'm thinking in my head, I'm struggling today. I'm having a bad day with my depression, with my anxiety. This lady, like, ripped me to shreds over an appointment. She was being so nasty to me. I was giving her appointment options. She kept saying, I don't want that. I don't want to go there. I don't want to do this. She was just nagging the whole time. So it got to the point where it was nothing I could do. She was just nasty. So I just, and she ended up hanging up in my face. She was so nasty, y'all. When I hung up the call, I was crying my eyes out. And it wasn't because she was nasty to me. I was crying because I was already struggling with my anxiety and depression. I was already in a bad state of mind that morning. So for that patient to be nasty like that, it just added to it. So yeah, that happened and I felt like they did nothing. I wrote my boss an email and told him how this patient disrespected me. He didn't even respond back. He just told me to keep up the good work. Didn't look into it. Didn't say I was going to call her. Nothing. I was livid. And like I said, the same thing happened to another coworker of mine, like literally like a week or two later, where a lady had disrespected her and she put it in the team chat. My boss waits till like the incident happened. Like, let's say she typed it in the team's chat and people in the chat were consoling her, telling her it was going to be okay, not to get upset and, you know, not to worry about it. And, you know, we felt sorry for her and all this stuff. Mind you, my boss is going to email back. Well, one of my bosses, he emailed back like an hour or two after the incident happened, talking about, oh, you need me to get on the phone with her. I'm like, this happened over an hour ago. The patient clearly is not on the phone. It's like, what? You know what I mean? Like, they literally will let us be so. Then we're constantly told, well, we do work in mental health, so you have to understand. And I'm like, I don't give a darn if I worked in freaking as a heart doctor or a heart facility. I deserve to be respected because I'm giving these patients respect, so I want my respect back. But it was like that happened and I was just over it. And then now on top of that, everybody's quitting my job. Like, everybody in my department's leaving. I'm just not happy working in mental health anymore. Believe me, I want to help mental health patients, but not like this. So I don't want to be in mental health no more. And so I've been looking for jobs, y'all, but I haven't had like no luck. And most of the jobs I apply to, they don't want to hardly pay anything. They want to pay me less than what I'm making now. So I haven't took none of those interviews. And then the one interview I did, I didn't end up getting a job. They gave it to somebody else, I guess. So I don't know if I'm going to keep applying for jobs or if I'm going to wait till January. And then in January, I may start applying again. But hopefully I do get another job soon, y'all, and I don't have to work here anymore because I don't want to be here no more. You know, I'm not happy with the management. I'm not happy with what I have to do every day. It's just stressing me out. So anyway, that happened. And it was just like I was dealing with my depression and my anxiety, and that was just getting worse, and I was in a dark space. I'm going to therapy, y'all, but I feel like therapy's not helping me. And I know my therapist can't heal me. All she can do is give me advice and tell me what I need to do, and it's up to me to follow her advice. But I just feel like sometimes she wanted me to come every week, and sometimes I don't have nothing to talk about, or I don't even know where to start, or I just don't want to be in the sessions at all. I want to be anywhere but in those sessions. So it's just really hard because I don't see anything changing. I don't see anything moving around. You know, it's just like, I don't know what to do. And I know a lot of it is my fault. Like I said, it's stuff that I have to change and I have to work on. But right now, I don't know. I'm just in a dark space with everything, y'all. And I just don't know where to go with it. So yeah, it's been like a lot of things going on, you know, and I'm still trying to work on my mental health. I'm still trying to figure stuff out, you know, but moving forward, I just want to focus on like my happiness stuff. So yeah, that happened, you guys. And it was like, why? But I'm good now, y'all. I promise y'all I'm good. You know, so I'm trying to work on my mental health, y'all. I'm trying to take my meds every day and just focus on other stuff. I'm doing my weight loss journey. I've lost, when I started my weight loss, y'all, I was like 170 pounds. I gained so much weight. I know to some of y'all, it's not a lot, but I'm 4'11". I'm not supposed to be that. I'm overweight and considered obese for my height. So I was like, I went to get blood work done and my blood work came back really bad. And it was just like my oxygen levels were high. My cholesterol was high. It was a mess. So I'm going to pull up the Weight Watchers app for y'all to tell you how much weight I've lost so far. So I got to go to the weigh-ins. Track weight. Okay. If I can get the weigh-ins in here. Okay. All right. It's coming up now, y'all. Okay. So when I started Weight Watchers, y'all, I was like this. I started Weight Watchers on September the 25th again. I've been doing Weight Watchers on and off this whole year. So I started getting on September the 25th. I was 170 pounds from there. I ended up losing some weight. And then I got down to 160. On October the 2nd, I was 166 pounds. October the 9th, I weigh 164 pounds. So I'm losing that weight, y'all. I'm getting it off me. I'm proud of myself. You know, I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to do. I'm doing everything that I need to do. You know, I'm trying. So yeah, I've lost some weight. The only thing I'm not doing that I want to do is going to the gym. The only reason I haven't been able to go to the gym is because I was having issues with my breathing where I couldn't breathe properly. And because of that, I didn't want to go to the gym because I didn't want, like, something to happen to me or when I get, like, on a machine or something. So that's why I was kind of not doing that, you guys. But I'm working on it. So I'm going to continue to lose my weight. I should probably... Oh, yeah, I'm at 17. Okay. Sorry, y'all. All right, so... Yeah, it was just like... A lot of things was going on. And, you know... That was, like, stuff that was happening, y'all, and I wasn't able to, like, really have, like, control over that. So, that's all I can say to y'all about that, y'all. I don't know. But, you know, life is happening, and... Things are happening, so I'm working on my weight loss, y'all, and just trying to focus more on myself, my mental health, and just getting myself back to where I need to be so I can be happy, and that's really the goal. But anyway, y'all, but yeah, I'm just focusing on me moving forward, like, but I will be going to the gym once I'm clear, like, from my, I want to get clear from my doctor first, but I just have to figure out a gym schedule because I have no idea what gyms, I want to do Friday through Sunday, but... I was like, I don't know how this going to work because I go to the grocery store every Friday, y'all. And I'd be having to go in. I was going to go to the gym in the afternoon. So I think what I'm going to do is, like, on the days I have to go groceries, I just won't go to the gym on Fridays. But outside of that, I'll go to the gym. So I don't have, like, a set gym schedule, y'all. I probably flip my days up. The days where I have stuff to do, I probably won't go, like, when I have therapy or something. But most likely, I am going to try to start off by going, like, 3 days a week because I do want to go to the gym. I thought about going in the mornings, but I don't know how I would have time because I have to clock in work at 8:15. But I could clock in and then, you know, head to the gym, but I don't think it would give me a lot of time. The reality is the gym opens up at 5 in the morning, y'all, and I would love to go then, but I would never make it because me and Madison actually have to be up at 5:30 and I have to be getting her dressed, so... I don't know how that would work. It used to work because I used to do it all the time, y'all. But now with her school schedule and everything going the way it is, I just would not have enough time to give if I were to do that. So let me see what my payroll is because I don't know if the money I put in here. Ooh, I knew that was going to happen. Oh, Lord. I think I might have. The amounts might not have went in there correctly. Because I didn't catch that. Sorry, I was looking at something for my payroll, but I kind of realized what I did is probably not going to work. Because I don't know if I can edit it now because I wasn't sure how my check was going to be. But now that I am, I'm like, oops, I was thinking it was going to be like my last one. So clearly it's not. But anyway, yeah, so yeah, I was just like, it's probably gonna be is it pending over there now? If it's not pending now, I might be able to change it, but I don't know. Cause I might have to do some things differently. Alright, yeah. But sorry y'all. But anyway, I'm gonna wrap this up. But yeah. I'm hoping things get better, y'all. Hopefully. And we just gonna keep pushing and keep going. So I will talk to you guys soon. Peace and love. And I promise you I'm going to do a separate episode about my weight loss and about mental health and other stuff. And I have topics when I come back, y'all. But enjoy your beautiful, beautiful, what is this, Thursday. Bye, guys. Oh, and also check out my YouTube, guys. I'm going to be getting back on YouTube, too, but I got to get some ideas first.